Lexi and I are famous now. How many subscribers do you have? 11.
Okay, wait, can I blow my nose?
Oh my god, I had to burp. Okay, I'm putting my phone away.
I just threw mine away. Oh god.
You got mail.
1-800 pop goss.
What's up, everybody? It's Mikey.
Hey, everybody. It's Lexi. Welcome back.
Welcome back to 1-800 Hot Goss.
Gossers, Goss Poss.
Yes.
Here we are, round number two.
If you're back, you are part of the Goss Poss.
Welcome.
Welcome, our groupies, our Goss Poss. So we're on our second episode. Fame has gone to our heads.
Quickly. Fame hit us before we even released the first episode, to be completely honest. As soon as we released the trailer, we started treating people differently.
I would not leave the house without sunglasses on. I know you put a scarf on your head every time you leave the house.
Yep, and a hat and sunglasses. Yes, I don't want to be seen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've been avoiding texts from our friends because we think they're using us for fame and fortune.
Everyone's on mute these days.
Everybody. We put everybody on mute except for each other. Obvi. So we're back. Let's start.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Okay, today. Oh, I actually like what I'm wearing today.
Okay.
I'm wearing a Vineyard Vines long sleeve shirt.
Love it.
It's actually a Christmas shirt.
Ooh.
But I'm wearing it because it's really comfy. It was also, count it, $1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh my God, did you get it at the outlet?
No, I got it on sale.
Oh.
It was a Corona sale.
No.
And I got it at the regular store. $8 for this beautiful Christmas Vineyard Vines tee.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You should wear it for your family Christmas card.
Oh.
Your mom would die.
For sure, my mom would die.
Yeah. But put how much you bought it for. That'd be fun. So people don't get it twisted.
It has a wreath. How do you say it?
Th wreath.
It's a wreath with Christmas lights on it, and it has something on the back, but I forget.
It's okay.
Probably says like Merry Christmas.
How fun.
Yeah, and then I'm wearing red basketball shorts. Oh my god. Okay, I didn't do this on purpose. I'm actually wearing Christmas underwear.
Oh my gosh, you're Santa's little elf.
It says naughty all over them, and they're from American Eagle.
Oh my gosh.
And they're boxer briefs.
Well, just take your Christmas pic now.
It's Christmas in July or August.
It is. I love it. I don't know what month we're in.
Who knows? Who cares? Okay, Lexi.
Okay.
What are you wearing, Lexi?
On the top, I'm wearing a Brandy Melville hoodie.
Ooh, one size fits all.
One size fits all, baby. But here's the thing. I think I got this when I was in college, my freshman year of college. So 2011.
Amazing.
And back then, Brandy Melville only had one location in LA, and the majority of their shopping was online.
Ah.
So it was kind of for college girls, and it was like, hoodies were $7. It was insanely cheap.
What?
It's funny to see where Brandy Melville is now.
Because now sweatshirts are like $100, right?
Well, the price points have definitely gone up. They have franchised in California specifically, so there are locations everywhere. I honestly haven't been in a Brandy in a while just because I love Brandy because it was so affordable in college.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was a father-son founded company. I looked that up because...
By men.
By a father and a son in Italy.
No wonder it's one size fits all.
I know, but it's so on trend.
Because guys don't know how to... Freaking dress women.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
They're like, so, we're going to take the easy route. We're going to go one size fits everybody.
We're just going to take these drapes and sew them together and you have a dress. Everybody, literally. Hop in. No, I love it. So I looked it up because I knew you were going to ask me this question. So it's made in Italy. And when it first started, it shipped and it was manufactured from Italy. But now, obviously, it's outsourced in China.
Okay.
So everything really changed for that company. But anyway, that's what I'm wearing. But I bought this so long ago, and it's still a go-to in my closet.
I love that.
And I'm wearing Lululemon leggings.
Yes.
And these socks from, like, Barefoot Dreams or these fuzzy socks to keep me warm.
Not your Amazon socks.
Not my Amazon. Oh, my gosh. Should I post these socks? Oh, gosh. I guess I'm always in socks, huh? No, these socks were a gift.
Okay. Wow, who gifted you socks, first of all?
Well,
is it your mom?
I knew you were gonna ask this.
Uh-oh. Do you not want to say the answer?
No, it was somebody from my past.
Okay.
Who, we could spend a whole episode on her another day.
Oh.
But yes, it was a Christmas gift. So it was like a snuggly warm winter gift.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll find out later.
Yeah.
But probably not.
Someone from a past life.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'll post about it on Instagram.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
How was your week? What happened? Did you do anything?
What happened this week? This week has honestly kind of flown by.
Okay.
There's been, I don't know if you have it in Southern California, but the smoke is really bad up here.
Oh no, we're good down here. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Well, it's not okay. People are being evacuated from their homes, but we just got so used to spending time outside because of coronavirus and now we can't go outside. So we're literally stuck in the house.
Stuck inside.
Exactly. Jeez. So that's been tough, but it's been, I haven't been evacuated, so I'm okay. I think the smoke is getting better. I started reading a book this week.
Okay.
That was recommended to me by my brother's girlfriend when I was in Texas, and I had it delivered, and it's called Know My Name by Chanel Miller.
All right.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay.
You know I don't read. I don't read a single book.
Okay. Well.
Oh, God.
So this book is written, it's a personal memoir of Chanel Miller, and Chanel Miller was the Emily Doe from the Brock Turner case. The rape case.
Everything you said means nothing to me.
Do you not know who Brock Turner is?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Am I supposed to?
Well, I mean, it was a huge news line and people to this day still talk about him. But anyway, basically, this kid, Brock Turner.
Called out.
Seriously. You know what? I'll send you some links.
Okay.
It's okay. But Brock Turner was a freshman at Stanford, a pro athlete, prepping for the USA swim team to swim in the Olympics. He was like destined for greatness,
uh-huh.
But he was found raping a girl behind a dumpster in Stanford.
Oh.
And so it got huge media coverage. It, obviously, Stanford was all over it.
Yeah.
This happened 4 or 5 years ago. So it happened a while ago. And the whole case, Chanel Miller remained Emily Doe. She did not want to be known to the public. And now she has decided to write this memoir and come out and talk about what happened in the process. And it's just been, it's heavy. I usually can blast through a book pretty quickly. But with this particular book, I can only read 20 or 30 pages at a time. It's just really heavy. So if anyone's in the mood to feel things and just like, it really provokes thought.
Wow.
It provokes thought about the justice system, the criminal system here in the United States. For girls who are 28 now, it's really relatable because Chanel's 28. The timeline parallels completely.
All right.
So it's been a week. It's been a week.
Wow.
Yeah. How was your week?
Well, I mean, that's more than I did this week. I really had a boring week, so it's all good.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
I did tell my mom about this podcast, though. Yes.
You said you would.
I said
so
I would.
Exciting.
I'm reporting back. I stick to my word.
Reporting live.
She loved it, obviously.
Yeah.
She knows the both of us. She thought we were great together.
Yeah.
She thought we were dynamic. My mom sticks to the serious compliments. Like, she wasn't going wild over it. She was very, like, put together.
Yes.
You know, like
refined.
Oh, it was informative. She claims she knew about everything that we said in the podcast.
Even the mosquito things?
The mosquitoes. Like, we talked about WAP, and I don't believe her that she knows what a WAP is. But that's okay.
She claimed she knows everything.
She did have one critique, and it was straight at me, and she goes, Michael, I have one critique, and I think you already know what it's going to be. And I actually did already know what it's going to be.
What was it?
You know I don't like the F word.
Oh, you said it once.
I said it once.
You said it once.
And then she took it even further. She said, you know I don't like the F word, and you said it on that podcast. And then we were on the phone the other day, and you said it then, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You know I hate language like that. And I was like, whoa, Mom.
Whoa.
Called the F out.
Yeah, okay, well, now we know.
Now we know.
Never again.
So I gotta watch my language, but...
Watch your language, whatever. I'll watch my language, and hopefully she'll have some more critiques for us after this episode airs.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I think it's time for Weekly Goss.
Weekly.
Weekly.
Goss.
That's Goss. Oh, gosh. Okay, first of all.
What?
Well, I just have to tell you that I fell into the trap of lies that is Hollywood. So, I don't know if the Posse remembers, but...
LA.
I raved about Selling Sunset and how much I loved it and how hard those ladies work and how determined they are and, like, boss lady mindset. Come to find out this week, it is all smoke and mirrors, baby. It is.
Oh,
people
no.
are coming out everywhere on TikTok, on Instagram, everywhere saying that this cast asked to borrow. They knocked on doors and said, hey, can we borrow your home to fill a TV series?
Oh.
And the owners are saying they're playing clips of Selling Sunset about how the buyer's out of town or the buyer's this or the buyer's that. And then they hop on TikTok and they're like, they asked me to leave. My NDA's up.
Oh, like, shit.
So it's all coming out now that it was basically a lie on top of Chrissy Teigen calling them out. Kind of indirectly.
Oh, I saw that. E! News. Thank you. Yes. So Chrissy Teigen said she's a real estate person. She knows everything about LA real estate, apparently.
Right.
I mean, Chrissy Teigen seems to think she knows a lot about a lot of things.
Right.
Which I'm fine with, but LOL. And then she said she asked her real estate agent if he knew any of them. And
right.
her real estate agent said no. So then she just assumed that they didn't actually have their real estate license, which is very assumptive.
Yep. She took to the Instagram streets and dropped some bold claims on people. And now people like Heather, who have no business clapping at anybody, took it upon herself to let Chrissy Teigen know exactly what she thinks.
Honestly, though, like, Chrissy Teigen, how do you think you know everybody?
This is true. I mean, she deserved it. I think it's just funny because Heather's just...
the most irrelevant one is...
Literally, yes. I don't even know how to explain Heather. She's just... oh, my God. It's just so funny. I was just like, well... I lost all validity in my first episode of podcasting because I was so obsessed with that show. Come to find it's all a lie, but it's okay. I hope there's a season 4 because you know I'll be there with popcorn.
Oh, we'll be watching either way.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all good. I put in the description of our first episode, don't fact check us.
Oh, good. Thank you. Please.
Because I had some misinformation as well. Aviation yeah. vodka is actually gin. Aviation gin.
Right.
And I'm sure we said a lot of other things that didn't that weren't correct. So.
And I think that if people really were coming here for the facts, I think we'd have a larger problem, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we follow the millennial way that we think we know everything.
We are mini Chrissy Teigens, you're saying?
For sure. 100%.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, God. Okay, what's next? What else happened this week?
Well, I mean, it's the ongoing saga of Khloe Kardashian doing too many things to her face and her skin.
Oh, Jesus.
I swear to God, E! News will post this once a day. Khloe will post a picture of her in True, and E! News will flash up all the comments of people saying, she's fake. She doesn't even look like Khloe. La-di-da-di-da. She looks more like Malika every single day. And it's just like, you guys, next story. You know,
yeah,
we get it. Khloe is doing whatever Khloe is doing. God bless her. True is the sweetest little thing. Next. We're over it. Like, it's not a surprise that the Kardashians have worked out.
I mean, sure.
We're done. The Kylie lip scandal, all of it. People are like, oh my God, her cheeks are coming out of her face. What'd she do? And it's like, obviously things were done and it's, what do you expect?
Get over
it. Exactly. It'd be weirder if things weren't being done. You know what I mean?
Everybody in LA has had work done.
Exactly. If I see one wrinkle on a Kardashian, I'm going to be worried because that means something happened to prevent them from going to their appointments. And that's what I'm going to flag E! News.
Oh, for sure. Everybody would need to know that.
Yeah.
Well, keeping on the reality TV drama, did you watch Love is Blind?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Did we talk about that? It was so good. Oh, yeah, the pods.
We did the pods.
So Damian Powers from Love is Blind, who is married still to whatever her face is.
Okay, I thought they were just engaged.
I don't remember. I know they didn't.
To Giannini.
Katie?
Giannini.
Giannini. Oh, yeah.
Katie. No. Giannini.
Giannini. So I don't think they're married, but I guess he was spotted with Francesca Farrago from Too Hot to Handle. Oh, no. Netflix drama.
What if they come up with a show that takes the cast of Love is Blind and Too Hot to Handle and, like, drops them on a beach and just puts video cameras there.
That would be very interesting, because I would venture to say, and maybe I'm being a little facetious, but the cast of Love is Blind was objectively moderately good looking. Like, they weren't like, none of them were wildly hot, I wouldn't say. They were all good looking. But then you look at the cast of Too Hot to Handle, which the point was that they were
too hot to handle.
Effing gorgeous. Really? You know? So if you put them all together, it actually might be a good mix.
It could be interesting. And I also think, I think the folks from Love is Blind were real people. They seemed like real people. Like, when they went to their parents' house,
all right,
it was not staged.
Might be another Selling Sunset situation.
Oh, no. I'm getting the wool pulled over again. Oh, okay, God. Well, I'm not going to have any more comments on it.
They might be real, but they might not be.
Okay, everyone's fake. Got it.
I have to say, Damian Powers had an agent before he was on Love is Blind.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I don't think he's totally real. I mean, he's probably still real.
What did he have an agent for?
I don't know. Whatever. Everybody in LA has an agent for something.
Do I need an agent?
Well, you're not in LA.
No, but I'm in SF.
Okay, then get an agent.
Okay. All right.
A tech agent.
A tech agent. Okay, got it.
Oh, God. And last but not least, a great headline. Again, we're kind of, geez, you guys, that pop culture is not thrilling right now.
We're in a lull.
Not much is happening. So we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. The headline said, Kristen Cavallari got a new tattoo and it's helping her through difficult times. Just like that headline, I can't even.
But what is it?
Well, I did read. Oh, okay.
You always have the facts.
But it makes it not as funny when you say the actual tattoo, because it is kind of cute.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. What is it? She got a tattoo of the initials of her three children, and then she also got a tattoo of a butterfly.
Okay. For hope.
Apparently, the butterfly is supposed to help you through difficult times.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Where did she get this tattooed? Where's the butterfly?
The butterfly's on her wrist.
Okay.
Classic spot. And then the initials are on her arm somewhere.
Okay. You go, girl.
So if you need help during a difficult time, get a tattoo.
Get a tattoo.
That's the moral of that story.
You know what's kind of funny? We decided to launch a gossip podcast in the quietest weeks of gossip.
Thank God we are the most interesting people on the face of the earth.
Thank God we're ranked number one in podcast world. Anyway, moving forward.
Follow, subscribe, review, like, comment, all of the above. Send us an email.
Smash the bell.
All right. Well, that's all that happened this week, Gossipos. So our next segment, your favorite segment, in case you need some help with something, this is our weekly tip, which we're going to call
Just the Tip.
And
just the tip. Not, just the tip, eh?
Not because of what you think, because he'll get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah,
it's called Just the Tip because we pick something that we need a tip on. We go to Google, we type it in, and we pick just the tip, and we don't read anything about it.
We're not going to give you any background, but just the simple tip of the week.
Just the tip. So this week's tip, how not to get laid off. All right, Lexi, so I'm going to tell you how not to get laid off. Are you ready?
Please, tell me, help me.
Number one.
Yeah?
Have a unique skill.
Okay.
Do you have a unique skill?
So it's a unique skill outside of what I do in my 8-10-5.
I think so.
Because usually when I think of, like, the icebreaker, do you have a unique skill? And then everyone starts putting their tongues in clovers and, like, flapping their ears and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's not going to help get me not laid off.
True.
Okay, so a unique skill. I like to make freezer meals.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you just go into your freezer or your fridge and you concoct something.
Love that.
And it's pretty good.
I think I don't have any other unique skills besides something like that. So I think this is not a good tip for us. So we're both going to get laid off.
Okay.
Okay, next. Browse open jobs.
Brilliant.
I love that. Don't get laid off, but keep looking. I will say it's...
Always have a backup.
Yeah, there's always a backup. It's easiest to find a job when you already have one.
Yep.
Number three, keep your dignity.
Ooh. I love this. Keep your dignity at all costs. I love this.
Too late for me.
Too late for you. No. Oh, that's funny.
God. Okay. Next, get your story straight. This list is pretty whack.
Wait, what does that mean? Get your stories straight.
Okay, I did read one sentence of why this was a tip.
Okay.
But it's for after you get laid off. Oh. When you get laid off, you need to make sure that you have the same story that your boss is going to say.
Oh, I see.
So, like, if you go to your new job and say, oh, yeah, I left because I was...
They just promoted me too many times.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, because, well, this seems kind of like a reactive list more than a proactive list, but...
I guess so.
I think there's no loss in always having your story straight, no matter what you do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you need to get your story straight.
In life.
Gossip 101, get your fucking story straight. Oh my God.
You're going to have to bleep yourself. But it's true. In life, all your stories need to be straight or else... I mean, we all have stories where we've lied.
Oh, for sure.
I have some pretty big doozies when you've just been caught in such a horrendous lie. And if you just kept your story straight, it never would have happened.
Oh my God.
Don't you? Can't you think of like top three times you got caught?
I got caught in a lot.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No comment on that. I don't want to talk about that on this podcast. Okay.
Okay. We're going to start another podcast next week called Keep Your Story Straight. That'll release on Monday.
We're not going to put our names on that one.
That'll be anonymous and you have to find it. Yeah, okay. Literally. Next.
Next. Don't sign anything.
Don't sign anything.
That's good.
That's good to know. I haven't signed a piece of paper in a while.
I don't think I've signed anything in a while either. I guess you don't want to agree to something that you have no idea what you're talking about. So that's good.
The last thing I signed was a check.
No. Okay.
They're signing checks. Okay.
That's me too. Don't sign the check, then they can't get the money.
Yeah, keep your story straight and don't sign the checks. Okay.
Next. Seduce the big guy. Okay, so I know where you all went with that.
Okay.
This is a euphemism, I think, if that's the right term.
I don't know about that.
Well, what do you think it means, Lex? Let's hear. What do you think this means?
I think it means you need to have an in with the people who call the shots.
Boom. You're right. That's what it is.
Nailed it. That's why I'm still laid on.
Yeah. It basically is like suck up to your boss.
Yeah. I mean, you have to play the politics game. I know people don't like to hear this, but my whole career I've been in corporations and politics is everything.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly. Be a good person. Keep your story straight.
Don't sign it.
Don't sign anything.
Seduce your boss
the big guy.
Mentally.
Yeah. Yeah. Seduce him with your brain.
Next, toot your own horn.
Toot, toot. Toot. Okay. Which is easier said than done, especially when you're our age.
For sure. Well, you need to, because you have to do it professionally.
Exactly. And we're still in the space where, yes, we've learned a lot since we've come out of school, but at the same time, we know we have so much more to learn.
Oh, yeah.
So especially you and I think we're the first to self-criticize.
Oh, 100%.
We are the first to look in the mirror and be like, how did I mess this up?
Every day.
So it's hard. You know what I mean? Probably our stories weren't straight. So signed too many checks. But, so it's hard.
Thankfully, we have this podcast, so all we do is toot our own horns.
Literally, if it weren't for this, our self-esteem would be -10 degrees.
Oh my God. Ugh. And last but not least, diversify your portfolio.
Okay.
I mean, God, that's...
I mean, when I think about my...
You're thinking you're going to get laid off. You got to go diversify your portfolio. I don't even know what that means. Buy a house?
Diversify my portfolio.
You mean like buy a house or?
Well, which portfolio?
Your portfolio of what?
I know, exactly. What are we talking about here?
I don't know.
I'm gonna need a little more clarity around the diversify your portfolio. And like, what am I gonna do? Walk around the office and start showing people my diversity? I don't know. I'm gonna have to sleep on that one, I think.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, that's the last tip. So that's how to not get laid off, everybody.
And fantastic.
It looks like the two of us are not doing well in that department.
As of right now, both of us are employed.
Yes, thankfully employed.
We are going to try some of these tips.
Yeah.
And we will let you know if we remain employed or if we are going to be busy diversifying our portfolio.
100%.
Okay, well, thank you. I think next is our table topics section.
Ooh, table topics.
Table topics. This is brought to you by me with Table Topics. We are waiting for Table Topics to reach out to us. In the meantime, if you haven't heard about Table Topics, you can get them online at Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversation starters for big parties, little people, whatever it is.
Yes.
And tonight's question, it kind of is in theme with what you're wearing.
Okay.
What is your favorite winter activity?
Ooh, My favorite winter activity. Okay, so one, I'll tell you my least favorite winter activities first.
Okay. We'll get there.
I don't like skiing. I don't like snowboarding.
Wait, why don't you like any of these things?
Because
did you wrap around a tree?
In first grade, I dislocated my hip.
Oh my gosh, Michael. You athlete, what happened?
I know. I'm 90.
Oh my gosh. What happened?
So I was a great skier, actually. And I was swooshing down the Black Diamond.
Swooshing. You were on Black Diamonds in first grade?
Oh, I was a good skier. I was like on my way to the Olympics. Not really, but basically.
Oh my gosh, we need pictures.
So I was swooshing down the mountain.
Okay.
And then some idiot who should not have been on a Black Diamond came barreling down backwards.
What?
Rammed into me.
No.
And dislocated my hip.
Another person dislocated your hip.
Yeah. And I needed to be taken down the mountain by a medic. And it was just a whole thing. Oh my gosh,
Michael. Were you with your dad and your mom, or what?
I was with my dad and my mom, thankfully. Okay. So they skied down with me. I was like put, they like put me in a thing, and the guy had to ski me down, and
wow.
Thankfully, I was in first grade, and I mean,
is it, your bones are still building, right, at that age?
Yeah, well, no bones were broken. It just popped out.
So does your hip now just pop out at random times?
No, I'm fine now.
Okay, it hasn't dislocated ever again?
No.
Well, you know how people are with their shoulders. It gets dislocated once, then at parties, they're like, look at this, and they dislocate their shoulders.
I think because I dislocated it so young that it healed right back up.
Okay, cool. So yeah. That's why you hate snowboarding and skiing. So what do you, yes. What is your favorite winter activity?
Last point on this, actually, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I still have the brace from when I dislocated my hip, and I found it last time I was home.
Shut up.
The size of the brace. The part that went around my hip barely fits around my friggin' huge thigh. I kid you not.
Are you serious?
I was so tiny, apparently.
Wow, you were like a little chopstick.
Yeah. So anyway, my favorite thing to do in the snow, if I had to pick, I'm really not a huge fan of snow. I'm just letting you know that.
Well, I figured because you live in LA, kind of.
I live in LA.
Yeah, shorts all day.
My favorite thing is, I would say sledding.
I heard something different.
What did you hear?
I heard sledding.
Slutting? Sledding in the snow.
Slutting. Sledding in the snow. How fun is that? Well, I love sledding too. I love that. I think similar to you, I don't hate skiing and I don't hate snowboarding. I've never had anything dislocated like that. I've had some pretty rough crashes. Oof. But I would say my favorite winter activity is definitely being in the lodge, like sipping hot toddies. I became a huge hot toddy fan.
Oh, yes. That's legit.
Even in the winter here in the city, I always have hot toddy stuff ready to go for a nice warm whiskey drink. And reading a book or playing games with friends and then like drinking and tubing and all the stuff.
Yes.
And watching Hallmark Christmas movies, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. That's my favorite. I love watching the snow happen outside. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm all about that. If you put me in a nice hotel in the snow and I don't ever have to go outside, then that's great.
That's ideal.
Yes.
Thank you, Table Topic.
Oh, actually, I have one more thing.
Okay, sure.
I like, whoa, I had a brain fart.
It's okay. You just had a lot happen.
Oh my God, what do I like?
What do you like?
Oh my God, I'm having an identity crisis.
Who are you?
I like to go in the hot tub in the snow.
Oh, in the hot tub.
Yeah, a hot tub in the snow is perfect.
I can't even wait until we can get back into hot tubs. Ooh, because for sure. Right now in hotels, that section is closed.
Well, I mean, hotel hot tubs are always a little sketchy.
We love the risk. It's risky business.
It's risky business.
Okay, Gosspaw. So we had somebody write in, a member of the Gosspaw.
Yes, we have a fan who wrote in, who emailed us.
Yes.
Again, if you want to email us, 1-800-HOT-GOSS@gmail.com.
1-800-HOT-GOSS@gmail.com. Yes. We had a fan write in, and she really loved the priest section. And actually, you guys, priest to be
goss.
Completely honest, the priest goss, she hooked onto the priest goss, a young Catholic girl, wouldn't you know? But here's the thing. When we first recorded that episode, I begged Michael to cut out the priest part. I don't know. It made me feel weird. I just kept thinking, oh God, my family's going to hear this. And I feel like it's a little bit weird to be doing this. But we kept it. And lo and behold, we have fans of priest goss.
Everybody loves the little priest goss.
I mean, our demographic is a little bit woohoo. Yeah. So she gave us a list of priests to rank.
Not to rank. Oh. Oh. To rate. We have to rate the priests.
Oh, to rate the priests. Okay.
We're not ranking them in order. I think we're rating them individually. Does that make sense?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. So what we're gonna do, guys, is we'll post the pictures of each of these priests on the Instagram. Yep. So if you wanna rate them in the comments, if you wanna tell us your opinions on these priests, go ahead and do it.
Don't you dare hold back. Say it all.
Yes, for sure.
Because priest goss is becoming a segment all of a sudden, and I wanted it to be cut from the get-go.
Priest goss. All right, priest let's see. Priest goss. Do it.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Ewan McGregor?
Ewan? No, it's Ewan.
Ewan McGregor as Father Patrick McKenna in the second Da Vinci Code movie.
Okay, well, I mean, he's cute. He's attractive. He's very handsome.
Very handsome.
So I guess, what is our rating scale? 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
I'm going to give him a solid 8.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Why? Why did you know I was going to say that?
I don't know. I got an 8 vibe from you. And okay. I agree. I'm not... He wouldn't be the man for me.
Okay.
But definitely an 8.
He's handsome. In this movie, he was on the younger side. Not that young, but he's not old.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I give him an 8. What do you give him?
I said I give him an 8 too.
Oh, an 8. Oh, okay.
An 8 for you. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Our next priest, Joel Osteen. So I guess technically he's not a priest, but he's a televangelist. But I mean, really, what's the difference?
Besides a lot of things, I know you're going to rate him low. I have a feeling you're going to rate him lower.
Damn, you are reading my mind tonight. I know. Okay, there is pro, though. He is rich.
10 out of 10.
There's been a lot of drama about how rich he is.
Really?
But he is rich. He has some nice cars.
Okay, so I'm going to give Joel a 10.
A 10? Out of 10. Whoa, gold digger.
Are you kidding me? I'm looking for financial stability so I don't get laid off. This is diversifying my portfolio as we speak.
Oh my God, that's completely correct.
Know the big guy. Seduce the big guy.
I'm going to give him a 5.
I knew it. Okay.
I will say he's fairly good looking. He's, again, not crazy old.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with age, but I personally don't need anybody older than 50.
He gives, like, genuine vibes.
Yeah.
Like, his eyes look very genuine.
It's funny, because, he's apparently really shady.
Interesting. Maybe this is why I'm still single. I can't read anything.
Well, who knows? I don't know him. You don't know him. Nobody really knows him.
Nobody knows anything. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Next is the priest in The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
I forgot about this priest. I didn't even know this priest was a thing.
Okay, this priest is a huge thing.
Really?
Everybody thought that he had a boner.
Yes.
In the movie, which is allegedly his knee, according to Disney, but...
Oh, did Disney come out and say?
Well, I mean, they said it's not a boner, for sure. I don't know if they said it's his knee, but I think that's what can be assumed. But also, this priest looks under 3 feet tall.
He's a tiny priest, that's for sure.
He also looks 90.
Very old.
And if it is a boner, that's gross.
He's very ill-proportioned. Like, his hands are huge.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to give this priest a 2.
He's also, it looks like he's naked underneath his robe. So as far as priest goes, I'm going to say a 0.
A 0.
Because... what's going on? It's like he doesn't have a shirt on, and then he has little pants on and a robe. And that's not how we roll.
Mm-mm.
So he's gone.
Okay. Next, the Pope. I don't know which Pope this is.
Well...
do you know? Do you know who the Pope is right now?
Yes, and we're not going to get political on this podcast. Okay. But I think that the Pope, in Catholicism in general, should be a 10 out of 10.
Is the picture I pulled of the actual Pope right now?
Yes.
Did I... I just typed in the Pope and found a picture. Okay, yes, good.
That's
okay,
him.
I mean,
that's him.
I'll say for his age, he looks pretty handsome. So I'm going to go with a 6.
A 6, okay.
Very famous, obviously.
Very famous.
You know, yes. You never know what happens in the Vatican, so maybe he's having some fun.
He has all the keys and all the codes.
All the codes. I love the codes. So that is also diversifying my portfolio.
We are. By the end of this episode, we're going to be so diverse. It's going to be stupid.
Okay, next, Mother Teresa.
Oh, I love her. I do. I just want to. I want to be around her more, and I can't.
For sure.
I think for me, again, Mother Teresa's a 10 out of 10. I just feel like if we had her in today's current world, things would be a little different.
Well, didn't she only die like 2 years ago?
Yes, but the last 2 years have been very impactful.
I mean, okay, I'm not going to argue with that.
I don't know. She's just a good-hearted person.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. She might be a little too goody-goody for me. so I'm going to go with maybe, I'm going to go with a 5.
Whoa. Whoa, you gave Joel a 5 and Mother Teresa a 5. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they're 5s for different reasons.
They are 5s for different reasons. Cool. I respect it.
All right, there's one more, and I'm not happy about this, but I'll let you.
This is my 20 out of 10. Is Michael as Reverend Paris in the 2007 high school production of The Crucible?
Oh, God, that's true. We did The Crucible in high school. I was the Reverend.
The holiest option there was at all of our school.
Gay AF. It was... I mean, I will give myself a 20 out of 10 as well because I am beautiful. Wait till you see this picture. It'll be on Instagram. It's just mortifying.
You've never seen anything holy in your life.
The gayest priest in the world, honestly.
I love it. Oh, God. It makes me so happy. It puts me in a mood looking at specifically our high school photos together.
Oh, yeah. We were looking at some earlier today. It's just wild.
I can snap back to 2008 so fast.
Easy.
I can quickly remember what we thought about, what we looked like, what our worries were, what we laughed about, what we ate. I can remember all of that, and it immediately turns my mood around. No matter how I'm feeling, I'm instantly okay.
That's accurate.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Lexi, it's time for our final segment.
It's time for our final segment.
Again, save the best for last.
We're going to do a reading for segment 4, Romance is Dead.
I want all of you forever.
There's a bitch.
You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love
you. Yes, segment 4, Romance is Dead.
So, we're here again. If you'd like us to read, or maybe if you've written works of romance, send it in.
Oh, for sure. If you have fan fiction romance novels, please send them to us. We will do dramatic readings.
We will bring your work to life in ways you never thought were going to happen. So send them in. And until then, we are going to read this passage.
Okay, so this is from The Fermata by Nicholas Baker.
Yes.
All right, so I'll start. There is nothing so sexy as seeing a solid young dyke coming with her legs bent in a diamond shape, feet together, and one of those Hitachi camping flashlights, those Hitachi huge-eyed deep-sea exotic fishes doing its blunt, tireless thing in her Marianas Trench. Whoa. Okay, there's so much to unpack in that. First of all, let's preface, I don't believe dyke is appropriate anymore, so apologies about that.
Right.
But okay, so what?
That was a lot. I mean, that was also a run-on sentence. I don't even want to get into the punctuation.
That was all one sentence.
I wish I knew where this was coming from, but maybe if I read the next long sentence paragraph, we might have a better idea.
Okay, but first she calls her vajay the Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
So take note if you need a new name for your vagina.
Is that a location? Oh, you know what? It's located, the Mariana Trench or the Marianas Trench is located in the Western Pacific Ocean, about 200 kilometers east of the Mariana Islands. It is the deepest oceanic trench on Earth. It is a crescent-shaped and measures about 250,000 kilometers in length and 69 kilometers wide.
Okay, so she basically has the deepest vajay in the world.
This is a trench.
Oh, man. Okay, and then do we know what a Hitachi is?
Hitachi.
Hitachi. So you're Japanese.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Japanese?
Yeah. So Hitachi is a Japanese conglomerate.
Okay.
It's a really successful company in Japan. But then when I Google imaged it, it looked like it was a vibrator.
Ah, okay. 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 That makes sense. Because she's coming with her legs in a diamond.
Yeah. It's interesting.
With the Hitachi and her deep, wide vajay.
Trench. Interesting. Interesting. There was a lot of technology and nature all in that one sentence. Okay. I risked being seen, emboldened by how loud the vibrator was. Yes. Is that right? It was a vibrator. We did it. Oh my gosh. Google. Okay. Timing my master strokes to the shaking of her knees and the somewhat zen-like whooshing of her breathing.
Whoosh, whoosh.
And when she began to come for the second time, I did in fact stop time for an instant and laid my dick in her palm and closed my fist around her fist and squeezed on it so tightly my knuckles turned yellow, sliding within my skin, in and out of her grip.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Wow. This is descriptive. Okay, so I'm getting overall an Asian vibe, I think.
Is there? Okay, but so she's not a lesbian.
I guess not. Well, maybe she's a lesbian who's hooking up with a guy.
Perhaps. He didn't go into that.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been earlier in the book.
I know. It might have been in earlier chapters. I don't know. This is really aggressive.
Okay, so her breath is whooshing.
I've never whooshed.
And she came from the vibrator, and now she's coming...
Again.
Again from the vibrator.
Yeah.
And now he's watching.
Yeah.
And he put his dick in her hand.
Yeah.
And then held her other hand with his hand. Oh my God. Okay.
It's a lot. And that was all one sentence.
All right.
Take us out.
As the inexorability of my clasm. What even is that? I can't. Okay.
Oh God.
As the inexorability of my clasm began, I pulled down on my glasses so that she and I were living Oh my God, I can't even read. Coterminously. And as she came, I released one-liners of sperm up her forearm. Okay, what's a one-liner of sperm?
That's a great question. I was going to ask you.
Maybe like little shots, little spurts?
Sprays.
Okay.
Yeah, sprays.
And as she came, I released one-liners of sperm up her forearm and then squeezed the last semi-painful droplets of my orgasm out on her curled fingers. I let her just begin to register the fact of my cooling slime on her arm.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is so graphic and not in a good way. This has never... been done before. This is just...
A semi-painful droplet of orgasm? I mean, that sounds miserable.
I can't with this. Okay, last little clause. Hit it.
I let her just begin to register the fact of my cooling slime on her arm after she finished coming herself before I stopped time and toweled her off and left.
You know what? I bet she was a prostitute.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
I don't know. That wasn't so much love as it was aggression and pain in it.
Jeez. Well, at least she got to come twice.
Well, he thinks. Men never know what's going on is all I have to say.
That's true.
I'm not even going to go there.
This guy also is clearly so full of himself. He stopped time.
Yeah, okay.
LOL. Yeah, right, dude. Get over yourself. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, thank you, Nicholas Baker, for that.
Yeah, if you want to read the rest of the book, you know how to find it on the internet.
Bring a dictionary because you're going to need it. There are big words going on here.
Yeah, bring a dictionary. I think you might need to read this with a partner. All right, Gospass. Well, we've made it to the end of our second episode.
We did it!
Yes. Thank you so much for listening.
You guys, thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and leave a review.
Yes, that's right. There is no Goss off limits. So you know what to do. We've said it once. We've said it twice. We'll say it again. Send us an email. I swear to God, I want to see your emails. 1-800-1800-HOTGOSS. 1-800-HOTGOSS@gmail.com.
And don't forget to follow us on both Instagram and Twitter at 1-800-HOTGOSS.
That's right. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Lexi.
Goss you later.